Chapter 3 Crimes and Misdemeanors. We are at a watershed in the history and the historiography of Europe. 50 years after World War II, some long-standing assumptions about good and evil in that war and its aftermath are being shaken. Nearly a decade after the fall of communism, the conventional Western understanding of Lenin's place in the history of this century is undergoing serious revision. The end of the European empires and the resurrection of Eastern Europe have dated most general histories of the old continent beyond recovery. The time is ripe for a new perspective, for a genuinely fresh account of how Europe came to its present condition. A glance at Norman Davies' ambitious new history of the continent, from its geological origins through 1992, seems to promise precisely such a book. It has certainly been welcomed warmly in its country of origin. Widely praised for its scope, its form, and its verve, Europe, A History was a bestseller in Great Britain, where it was also selected as Book of the Year by a variety of historians, journalists, and editors. It is certainly a significant accomplishment to cover 3,000 years of European history in just under 1,400 pages, and to do so in consistently readable prose. Davies' book displays evidence of wide reading and a real enthusiasm for its subject. As an historian of Poland, he promises greater attention to Europe's eastern half and advertises his book as unique among surveys of its kind in precisely this respect. Another distinctive feature of the book is the 300 capsules scattered through the text, averaging a page each. These present a brisk, idiosyncratic, and easily digestible account of a person, a place, an idea, or an event. And some of them, such as the ones on Busica and St. Gotthard, are entertaining and informative. And there are numerous appendices with the usual array of charts, genealogies, and maps. Yet, Europe, A History does not fulfill its author's grand ambition. It is not a good work of history at all, and it must not become a work of reference for readers seeking to